Hi, everyone. Welcome to Bad Examples. Woo! I'm Tracy.
And I'm Jessica.
And we were on Style Network's reality shows Jerseylicious and Glam Fairy, which followed Jessica as a makeup artist and me as a hairstylist. So obviously you may think that this whole podcast is going to be about beauty, but you would be wrong. Mm-hmm. We are going to talk about everything from love to relationships to sex to just being a hoe. We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
All right, so I was going to start the show with a rap. I fear this may be the episode that ends all episodes. This may be the one where people are like, I'm done. Well, I'm done with you basic white bitches thinking you can do anything.
It's our birthday, so I thought a birthday rap was in order.
The fear that's running through my blood right now, I can't even explain.
Should we drop the beat?
I mean...
Alan, drop the beat. Tracy DeMarco.
Oh my God.
Dimly Wit. Jess Hottie. Bad Examples. Yeah, yeah. Come on, Tracy. Get into it, bitch. It's the birthday show. It's the birthday show. Another year wiser. Another year fatter. Older than a dinosaur. It doesn't matter. Who we gonna hear from? We don't know. It could be a friend or someone we've blown. It's the birthday show. It's the birthday show. Hey. Birthday show. The birthday show.
Did you love it?
Okay, now you get the second verse, Trey.
Fuck, I do.
Welcome to the birthday show.
Whoa.
So it is November.
No nut November.
It's not?
No nut November. Nobody's supposed to be jerking off or getting off.
Huh?
You haven't been on Instagram ever? All the memes are about no nut November.
That's so perverted.
No nut November.
Why?
I don't know. It's like no shave November. I think it's like some like, I don't know.
So don't come in November?
Yeah. No come November.
That's really perverted. That might be more perverted than my rap.
No. Nope.
It's the birthday show. It's the birthday show.
So talk me through, one, the thought process, and two, where this all went down that you sat and was like, let me get a pen and paper because I'm going to rap.
You don't think I freestyled that?
Then you are in the wrong state. You need to be in 8 Mile because that was just OG worthy.
I just hate that we're gonna have Club Baddie and it's just gonna be like the topic of conversation.
Club Baddie we're losing all of our Club Baddies after today because they're gonna be like,
the numbers
goodbye,
drop.
Goodbye, basics.
So it's November. My birthday is the 11th. Your birthday is the
14th.
We're both Scorpio babies.
I was due on Friday the 13th, just letting everyone know.
Whoa, that's a travesty that you were born then.
I know. Mm-hmm. What a failed opportunity.
Huge failed opportunity. Yeah. So, you know, we wanted to do something special because it's just, I think it's funny that not just you and I are both born in November, but literally in the same week.
Yeah.
Like, that's just weird.
The world was not prepared.
No. And I wanted to tell you about a little tradition that I've grown to do every year now because of my husband's family, the Calciones. Mm-hmm. They do birthday nets.
Nets?
Birthday Ness, so N-E-S-S, right? Uh-huh. So birthday Ness is you celebrate 2 days before your birthday and 2 days after your birthday. So right now I'm in birthday Ness. Mm. But like literally like his mom will text me happy birthday Ness. And
well,
all it means...
Cute. I want to come up with something like that for my kids.
No.
That they have to follow.
Birthday Ness is the greatest because like last night we're watching TV and Dennis is like, oh, I want to watch football. And I'm like, it is birthday Ness. So I get to do whatever I want.
Wait, really?
It's fucking awesome. And like people are always like, oh, my birthday is a whole month. No, like literally during birthdayness, you just do whatever you want to do. Because I do feel like as I've gotten older, like I kind of give a shit less about my birthday, which is kind of depressing.
I have not celebrated in the past 6 years.
I know.
I was not happy about. I was forced a 30th surprise party, which I appreciate to the fullest.
Who threw that for you?
Corey, I was very, I was like, I had a fear that it was going to happen because I was like, I had a nervous breakdown at 25 during filming and they forced me to film and I locked myself in the closet
And then they were like, it's only 25. I'm like, it's 2000. People are only living till 75. So 2000. I'm one third of my life over.
Yeah. Well, I don't think people are only living to 75. By the way, Leather Jacket Allen is here.
Kinnicky Waters.
Why are you not on microphone?
It's like a hickey from Kinnicky.
Oh, there he is.
I mean, I'm on microphone.
Anything to say about my rap?
I have a lot to say about your rap. In post. Where I'm going to be sitting at home and everyone's going to be like listening and going, what the fuck?
Your roommates are going to be like, or someone we've blown and just keep saying it.
And I have to edit our episodes out loud. Like, wow. I don't have headphones on when I'm editing our episodes.
Oh my God, so your poor roommate.
I'm like, all right, y'all, this is what's happening. All the time they walk through the house and they're like, what the fuck?
Do they ever sing our theme songs?
They never sing your theme songs.
No, because nobody sings our theme songs. So only Jessica.
They'll hear something you say about men and they're like, ugh, yeah, right. And I'm like, okay, shut up. They're making money.
All right, so Alan's here. So birthdayness. I feel like now that I'm older, right? Like, it's just fucking awkward to celebrate.
Yeah, it's like, hey, I'm turning. Yeah. I think this is the first year that I'm like maybe doing something voluntarily.
So next week I wanted to throw this party. One of my friends was like, oh, I can't come. Like, my husband's grandfather's turning 96. And I was like,
96? Okay.
Hasn't he really had enough birthdays?
Does he really even know he's still here?
Does he need a party? Does he need a birthday party? He's had 96 birthday parties.
He's not 90. He's not 100. 96 is like, still here.
But like, at what point do you stop celebrating? Do you know what I mean?
I mean, I think 90 is the falling off point.
Like, she can't come because she might miss one of his birthdays. He's fucking 100.
No, yeah. No, he's not 100. That's the point. If he was 100, then you fucking celebrate. Yeah. It's like a Guinness Book thing. He's not 100. He's 96.
So,
I mean, great that he's still here, but...
It's weird for me. So I use birthdayness to pretty much just get what I want, eat what I want. Like tonight, I was like, I really want Five Guys. You guys probably think that we have the worst.
Appetite. Diet. Oh, yeah, diet. It's like every fast food.
But I'm like, I really want.
Meanwhile, I truly cook all day.
Except for
when I come here, and then I end up eating like Jersey Mike's, bagels,
Olive Garden,
Taco Bell,
grilled cheese
always.
Yeah, so like normally he'd be like, we just came from a party and you just ate like everything, so no. But I was like, birthdayness, bro.
Oh man, I'm gonna have to start that.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's fun. I love it. This is my pleasure as an
adult. So my birthdayness and your birthdayness would coincide one day.
Yeah, birthdayness. Happy birthday.
The 12th.
Yeah.
When the show, 13th. When the we would have airs. 2 days. Birthdayness for 2 days, me and you.
When this show airs, you're going to have birthdayness. So everybody go on Instagram, wish Tracy a happy birthdayness.
And wish Jessica a happy birthdayness because
it'll still be her
last day of birthdayness.
Don't you like that it goes after the birthday?
Because, I kind of do. I'm kind of really into this. I may call it something else for my kids because I don't want to like knock off the Calcione power. But
I
do like the idea.
Like, I haven't taken shit from them. And I was like, oh, I'm taking birthdayness.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming with. So we're calling this the birthday show because Alan has something special prepared for us for our birthdays.
What?
Right, Alan?
Yep.
How am I always the last one to know? You guys, I'm the third wheel of this trifecta.
So that my favorite part is honestly this first thing that I've got because it is the last thing that's happened and one that's going to surprise Tracy the most.
So, prepare us for what you have here really quick.
So, I have gotten with a couple of people and asked them questions about both of you.
No way.
And got a birthday wish to celebrate your birthday. Did a small interview. I'm not a good interviewer. You guys are much better on mic than I am.
Wait, I can't believe this.
All right, first special guest is Play It.
Hi, I'm Steven.
And who are you?
What do you think is the most beautiful thing about mommy?
She does not have ice cream. She wears makeup. And she does not have lipstick.
I love mommy. It's because she gives us lipstick for dance.
What does your mom do to make you laugh?
Tickle me.
I don't like to be tickled. Do you like to be tickled?
I hate being tickled.
I don't like to be tickled.
Me either, Jade.
Mommy. I love mommy.
Do you know how old mommy is turning?
No.
Good. Good. I am 21, girls. Tell your friends that.
If oh I my get both God. Of you to say a happy birthday, mommy.
I want to give you a ballerina. I want to give her I love you, mommy. Happy birthday, mommy. I wish she could be a ballerina. I love her so much, so she could be a ballerina. And she has spiky nails.
Oh my God.
She's beautiful. Happy birthday, mommy.
Oh my God, guys.
I love you so much. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, mommy.
The remix.
Happy birthday to you. Oh, you love. We love you.
You too.
Daddy's gonna make mommy a birthday cake.
Mommy always gives us ice cream. And she's beautiful. I know. Oh, too old. You're old.
You're old. Wow. Oh my God, that's amazing.
That was awesome. That was amazing.
Wow.
Do you know
shook.
How old mommy is?
No.
It was never occurred to them.
The only question I asked that there was an immediate answer.
Yeah, that's so much. Do you know what they just said? What do you love about mommy? That she gives us lipstick for dance, that mm-hmm. she gives us ice cream.
She has long nails.
And she has long nails, spiky nails is what they use. And she wears makeup. That's what they like about me.
I mean, who
what else in the world could a mom need? It's phenomenal.
I loved that the minute I asked, it was like, what makes mommy beautiful? They both went, she wears makeup.
All the time. That's right, girls.
That was really, really sweet.
They're so cute.
That was awesome.
It's weird because like I am home with them all day, so like I hear their voices, but they're so much cuter on here.
Oh, yeah. Without them, like, dancing in front of your face for
without them,
hours.
Like, screaming, mommy, mommy,
is
mommy,
daddy
mommy.
Really making mommy a cake?
This is news to me. Ooh. I don't know if he knows how to bake or use eggs, so we'll see if I'm contaminated after this.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert by the cake, Corey.
Wow, that was really awesome. They're so
That's
sweet,
so
right?
cute. Thank you so much.
They're
that was adorable.
Sweet little angels.
My favorite is Jessica's first that's not as sweet as the girls. Oh. Nothing is as sweet as the girls. Like, you can't get...
You can't beat that.
You
You're
can't.
Right.
It's and, rough. It's a rough start.
And I love Julian right there at the end as he chimes in, crying in the
yeah.
background.
Yeah, it's usually his role.
Tara tried to get him to say happy birthday, and yeah. the minute she did, she was like, do you want to say happy birthday? He stopped crying.
Oh.
Just wouldn't say anything.
He has his ears on right now, so he could be hearing all the madness that's happening.
And was just like, no, yeah. stop.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. He takes them off a lot for that very reason. He's like, fuck this noise.
I love that so much. What's next, Alan? I'm scared.
Don't be scared. He's loving. How has Jessica changed since you met her?
Oh, Jesus. I don't know if she really has. I mean, that's one thing I think I like about her is that I was just talking to a buddy today. Like, most of these guys, they get married and then their wives become maniacs. Jess has kind of kept it real with me since
she's just always been a maniac from step one.
Yeah, pretty much. But at least I knew what I was getting into.
As she's gotten older, what old lady habits has Jessica started doing?
Damn. She, besides being a cat lady, she does this weird thing where she leaves, like, the lid open on most things. And I think it's because, like, she's older now and isn't strong enough to open them on her own. You know what I'm saying? So, like, she'll leave, like, the milk, like, bare, like, the lid just, like, sitting on top of it. And I'll go to grab it out of there and the lid, like, fly off. It's so annoying.
I'm old and not strong enough. I'm sweating.
I'm gasping for air over here.
I like that he would. That was the tame thing. Like he was like, "What's safe for me?"
That's
to say?
Definitely his pet peeve of yours because that's first
okay,
that came to mind.
Fine, pet peeve, but that's not because of my age. Because I'm weaker. Like I'm a.
He said maybe she's old and weak. And can't turn the milk.
I
back
can't
on.
Close the milk. Doesn't milk? Isn't it carton? Isn't it just like a flap? I'm fucking sweating.
Oh man,
get this beanie off me.
Oh wow,
there's more.
Oh
there's
oh
more.
Good birthday episode.
Do you have any embarrassing birthday stories?
Most of the embarrassing birthday stories are me being embarrassing, not her.
Okay.
She was crawling around on my bathroom floor one time when we were living in Weehawken still. But I don't think it was her birthday. Might have been.
Crawling around the bathroom floor like drunk or
yeah, literally like so drunk and like didn't want me to see her so drunk and like went in the bathroom and was like spooning the floor mat and I like drag her out of there. You know, Jess, she's like, she doesn't want me to see anything.
Right.
Literally,
right.
I was just about to say.
What age is she going with this year?
I don't know. She has a daughter. I have no idea.
Well, I think she should just be real.
I honest to God don't know how old she is.
Late 30s. You better edit that late out. I mean late 20s. I meant 20s.
Excuse you, I'm not in my late
30s. I literally, you guys, I have been friends with Jessica for so, I don't know her exact age. I literally don't. I know she's a little bit older than me, but I don't know what her number is.
And you'll never know. I dare you to try to find it. I've wiped it from the internet.
I'm going to Wikipedia your ass.
You can't find the age. It's
IMBD.
When the internet came to be, I was
older. In 1920?
I was like, you're dating yourself older than you are. Stop.
Was
Denny right? It's late 30s. Yeah.
I was old enough to know then, do not put my age on the internet. It was a young lady I knew. It would come back to haunt
me. Interesting. I'm going to find it tonight.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Late 30s idiot.
Wow.
Is he almost done?
Yeah, he's almost there.
She's a little less excited about hers.
Yeah. Jessica, happy 29th birthday. I love you. Yeah. You're an amazing wife. I think you're going to be an amazing mother someday. Thank you for always being there for me and taking care of me. And I hope you have a great day. I'm sure I'll see you that day. So happy birthday. That was my boyfriend voice.
That was my boyfriend voice. Stop it.
I'm sure I'll see you that day. Yeah, I hope so.
Wow.
My favorite thing about my call with Denny was that he was driving and I had to get him to like stop making a turn so he could give that birthday message because all I could hear was
like the blinker.
Yeah. So annoying.
Oh man, that's amazing. Officer Denny.
I got it. You got it. I'm sweating. I'm really sweating from that.
That was awesome. That was so good. Wow.
Happy 29th. He's like a trained dog.
He literally, he pulled through on that one. Mm-hmm.
Before we get to any of our like big star guests, although I'd say both of them,
I thought those were pretty star-rific.
I think we have two more really embarrassing stories to come.
Wonderful!
Which is my favorite. Before then, we have our lovely top baddies from the Club Baddie Group.
No way!
That we've got a couple of voicemails from them wishing you guys happy birthday.
My God. This is the best episode ever.
See, it's the best episode for you. It's so awkward for me having to edit it myself like multiple times now.
I know, sorry. We put too much work on you.
Oh, yeah. That's.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Sure.
Okay. I'm ready. Go. Who is it? Oh, my God. Go.
Hi, my name is Ashley. I'm from South Jersey near Atlantic City. And I just want to wish Trey and Jay a very happy birthday. I'm so blessed to have the Bad Examples group in my life. I absolutely love it. And I'm so glad you guys did the podcast.
Aww. I literally thought it was Bertolini for a second because it sounded like her. Ashley from South Jersey. I'm like, sneak attack.
Yeah.
Aw, that was really cute.
So, Alan, these voicemails are from literally Club Baddie. Like
they're the top contributors on Club Baddie. So the people who are actually active in there.
Wow.
Like posting
comments. That's a special treat. That's awesome.
It was fun reaching out because there were a couple of them that hadn't been like super active in the past couple of weeks that were like apologizing. They were like, I'm sorry, I've had finals. I'm like, you're still the top contributor. You're good. Aww. You're the top 10. My favorite was the one baddie, and I'm not going to say her name but she was like, I love them so much. But I hate my voice, so I'm not going to leave a voicemail.
Aw, that's me. Join the club. I don't even know how I freaking have this show.
Hey, ladies, it's Ellie. Happy birthday to the amazing Trey and Jay. I absolutely love what you guys have done, creating this little community of baddies and where we're all connecting even outside of the Facebook group, talking about the podcast, talking about life, just doing life together with our own little group of baddies. You guys are amazing, and I personally am so thankful for the podcast. It's gotten me through some interesting times, some fun times. So thank you guys.
That's
hope
really
this new birthday year brings you every possible thing you could ever imagine. And happy birthday, ladies.
Yay! I love that.
I hope you get everything really we imagine too.
Yeah. If our psychic was right, June is my month.
Yeah, 2020 is supposed to be our year.
June 2020, I'm gonna be rich.
That's good for me because if you get rich,
yeah,
I get
you get
rich.
Yeah. It's good for everyone here. I'm also a lot nicer when I'm rich.
Come on, network TV.
Yeah. Mama needs a new pair of shoes. Shake it up.
Happy birthday, Tracy and Jessica, to the best bad examples. I'm Adele from California, and I hope you ladies have a full day of laughter and lots of cocktails. Mm-hmm. I just want to thank you for the podcast and face group. I've truly enjoyed all of it. Thank you.
I love her. And all Jessica heard was cock.
That's been my favorite episode to edit recently.
What?
Was the one where you were talking about fears, and I had a roommate walk in, and he heard Jessica go, black, hairy, cock. And he was like, I was thinking it too. I was like, yeah. And then I made them Google black hairy tongue. Uh-uh. It was awful.
Scariest thing I've ever seen. It added it to my fears lift after
it's
that.
It's so common.
After that. Black hairy tongue. What the fuck does that come from?
Why did you have to bring that up? This is the birthday show.
Happy birthday. Brush your teeth.
Yeah. Get a toothbrush.
Do we have a lot more from the baddies?
We have, I think, two more from the baddies.
All right. Amazing.
Play the two more, and then we'll go to commercial.
Okay.
Hey, guys. It's Brooklyn. Happy birthday to both of you. I love you so much. Y'all are such inspirations to everyone in the group. We love you.
Aww, so cute.
Love you.
That was my favorite one to edit because she was so much louder than everybody else. I was like, oh, she's already lit.
She's already celebrating.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Hey, Trey and Jay. This is one of your baddies, Liani. I just wanted to wish you both the most amazing, wonderful, and blessed birthday of all. And I hope your wishes come true. Aww. And many more years for you.
Oh, just sneezed. That means it's true.
To come. All hail to the queen baddies, Tracy and Jessica.
Oh, this one's my favorite. All hail queen baddies.
Oh, hail.
I refuse to walk into any room from now on unless being addressed as
unless
the queen baddie
Alan's
has entered.
Bowing down to us. Leather jacket Alan.
Amazing.
I like how I'm the one that has to bow down to you instead of like
everybody
else.
We fucking work for him. Yeah. We do what he tells us.
I can't wait for Alan to quit one day. We're just gonna be like,
and then he's going to be like, remember all those times you made it seem like I work for you, but you work for me.
And then for months after I get emails, how do I do this?
Yeah, we'll just call you every second. Jess calls you 6 times before we film, like without fail.
I call him 6 times a day for no reason. I don't even know why sometimes. I'm like, I have to call Alan. And Dennis like, leave him alone.
Leave him alone.
I'm sorry.
I also know that I can't ignore that call or I get 10 texts like,
yeah.
Hey,
it's like the ex-girlfriend call. Like, you're like, fuck, I just got to pick it up because otherwise my phone's going to ring off the hook.
It's like, what do you think about this? Question mark? GIF of a question mark?
Jessica liked this GIF. Jessica questioned this question. That's literally what it's like being in a fucking text group with the three of them.
She's definitely question marked a question before. That's
not a joke. She literally,
like,
she's asked us something and then we didn't answer. And she literally went and she did that to me before I came. She's like, 6 o'clock good. And I didn't answer. And she literally questioned the question. So, Jessica.
Okay, carry on.
That was amazing. That was the perfect ending to that.
I want to take a quick commercial break. Then I want to hear whoever the surprise voicemails are from.
Do you know?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
And I want to hear you.
They always leave me out. They never tell me.
Before we go to commercial, I want to hear you.
What?
Oh, my God.
Rat.
No. No. No.
Jess Hattie. Another year older and another year fatter.
That was the greatest two accurate statements that I've heard about myself
you
in
know
a long
what?
Time.
Some people on their birthdays, they don't wake up feeling that great because
Me,
of that.
For the last 6 years.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Sometimes you wake up, it's your birthday, you don't feel as great as you did the year before. Maybe you need someone to talk it through with. Maybe you need BetterHelp.
BetterHelp is basically contacting a therapist in the comfort of your own home through text, through voicemail, through FaceTime, through emails. You guys can basically get the help you need without leaving your house if you have a problem or struggle with face-to-face contact, which a lot of guys, I feel like, have this. This is why, like, when girls are like, let's go see somebody, the first thing they're like is like, I don't need somebody telling me. Because they really don't want to sit there and be wasted. But if they were able to do it with you back and forth with somebody in, like, their own space, I feel like they'd be so much better at it.
The other thing I love about BetterHelp is you can start communicating in under 24 hours, which when you're going through a moment, if you're depressed, if you're stressed, if you're anxious, if you have trouble sleeping, if you're having self-esteem issues, grief issues, sometimes you can't wait 2 weeks to get an appointment.
Yeah, that's also the problem.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
So I love that BetterHelp. I mean, under 24 hours, you can get somebody on the phone via desktop, mobile web, Android, iOS app to help.
Basically, you get your choice from 3,000 U.S. licensed therapists across all 50 states. These people are licensed professionally. They're counselors who are specializing in depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, family conflicts, LGBTQ matters, grief and self-esteem. So it's all things across the board that you would need help with.
Mm-hmm. You guys, contacting a professional in a safe and private online environment is not just convenient, but it's just easy. It's there for you. We can't recommend BetterHelp more, and we've talked to baddies who've used the service.
Yeah,
and
they love it.
It does come highly recommended. So it's an affordable option, and with our promo code, you get 10% off. So use the discount code BADEXAMPLES when you go to betterhelp.com/badexamples. So you're going to fill out a questionnaire, and they're going to assess your needs based on how you answer your questions, and then they're going to match you with a counselor that you love. And if you don't love the counselor, you'll get another counselor.
You guys, everything that you share with them is confidential, and financial aid is available for those who qualify. It's secure, convenient, professional, and affordable, but this is not a crisis line. You guys, this is picking your own therapist in the comfort of your own home. I cannot suggest this more to you.
Mm-hmm. Bad Examples listeners get 10% off your first month with discount code Bad Examples. So why not get started today? Go to betterhelp.com/bad examples. So for those of you that are not like Tracy and I, and you actually like to go out for your birthdays, get dressed up, maybe treat yourself to a new outfit, you don't really know what to wear, maybe you're going into your 30s and you want to switch up your style, but you don't really know how to do it because we don't have stylists. Guess what?
Now you do.
Now you do. Stitch Fix.
You guys, basically, you're going to go onto the website and you're going to describe your style in one word. Sophisticated, simple, adventurous. However you dress, the stylists at Stitch Fix are going to be able to help you find your new favorite piece. When it comes to shopping for clothes, most of us are amateurs, obviously, because we may think we look good in something, but mirrors lie. So why not let the professionals handle it? With Stitch Fix, a stylist will do all the work for you.
Yeah, and it's awesome. So you're going to go online, you're going to fill out this survey, this quiz, and they narrow it down so specific to, I mean, by the end of this quiz, it's a quick, but they'll know everything about you, everything about your style. And then literally a stylist is going to curate this box for you and send it to your house. And it's going to even come with a little note that says like, hey, I'm fucking stylist Jess, and I just fucking gave you the coolest shit ever without all the F-bombs. But
yes,
you'll kind of see like their inspo. They pair the outfits for you and everything. I mean, it's truly awesome. I love Stitch Fix.
With Stitch Fix, everyone could be at their best. They have solutions for men, women, kids all over the U.S. and now in the U.K.
And Stitch Fix has brands that you know, that you love, and exclusive styles that you won't find anywhere else.
Get started today at stitchfix.com/bad examples to get an extra 25% off when you keep everything in your box. That's stitchfix.com/bad examples.
I love keeping your box. Get started today. Stitchfix.com/bad examples. 25% off everything when you keep your box.
This is Jess Betancourt, the host of DNA ID, the only true crime podcast that exclusively covers cases solved using forensic genealogy. DNA ID goes behind the headlines to answer your questions about this remarkable new crime-solving tool, how it works, how cases are selected, why the cases were unsolved for so long, and how the justice system is addressing it. I include input from law enforcement to give you the inside scoop that we all crave with a straightforward, no-nonsense delivery. You can find DNA ID on any podcast platform. Episodes come out weekly on Mondays.
Welp, getting older. You know what that means? Living will.
Yeah. If you're in your late 30s, I don't know who that may apply to.
Yeah, not Jessica. Me,
but you might want one of these.
You guys, a living will is incredibly important. You guys need to secure the things that you have worked for your whole life. And trust and will is an estate planning simplified.
Yeah. Think about it. Like, even if you worked for Cracker Jacks, they're your Cracker Jacks. Like,
yeah. Oh, no. I'm not giving away my chips to anyone.
No.
Nope. 10 minutes it takes to finish online. It starts at $39, offering guardianships, wills, trusts in all 50 states.
I filled this shit out and it was like, is there anyone that you don't want getting your shit? And I went,
yep.
You sure?
You should have asked me who I'd rather have instead of the list of who I don't want.
No. Yeah, exactly. I was like, yep. I typed out like 40 people that I despise that like would never have my will anyway, but it just felt good to make sure they would never have any of my shit.
Mm-hmm. Don't touch my stuff. Just like Drake says, I'm taking my money with me underground.
Yes, that's trust. That's Trust and Will's motto, unofficially.
Yeah. Take 10% off by going to trustandwill.com/bad examples or entering promo code bad examples at trustandwill.com.
Guys, check this out. There's no reason to not protect your shit. It's important. And you're old and dying. Take 10% off. Go to trustandwill.com/bad examples. Enter promo code bad examples at trustandwill.com.
Guardianships start at $39. Wills only start at $69 and trust at $399. Those are incredible prices that you could do on your phone. You're welcome.
We age like fine wine.
Do we? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And good.
It's probably because of all the wine we drink.
That we drink, yeah. Well, it's in our blood now.
It makes sense. It's flowing through our blood.
Slowly
stream.
Replacing my blood, my actual blood.
We're big fans of wine. She's drinking wine right now.
I am. I'm actually drinking First Leaf.
So, hello.
You're welcome again.
We want you guys to save money on award-winning shit, okay? So there's award-winning wine that you're guaranteed to love with First Leaf. It's a wine club, aka wine comes to your door. Could you imagine when you were like, 15 years ago, that you'd ever think wine would just come to your fucking
door? Wine
deliveries
to my door.
Yes, it's incredible.
First Leaf created an introductory 6-pack of wine for me, and all under $30, $29.95, which normally these bottles are going for at least $20 a piece.
Mm-hmm. And what's cool with First Leaf, they customize it to you. So you're going to take a quiz so they know what kind of wine you like. And when the wine comes, it's going to literally come with a little card that tells you, like, pair this wine with a burger. I mean, yeah. I need that help because I just drink wine to get drunk. Like,
yeah,
I don't
same.
Drink it to be a lady.
No, I don't drink it like a white wine with the fish.
But let me tell you, and my friends were over the other night, and I pulled out 3 bottles and the little cards, and I said, ooh, what should we pair this with? They were like, huh?
They were like, give back our old friend.
They're like, what is
who
this?
Who wasn't sophisticated and knew about wine.
I was like, it's First Leaf. You're welcome.
Yeah. You guys, what you're going to do is sign up with First Leaf. Go to firstleaf.com/bad examples. You're going to get 6 bottles of wine for $29.95. You guys, 6 bottles of wine for only $29.95. That's basically getting it for free because each bottle of wine when you go to the store is almost $20.
Sign up with Bad Examples link and you'll get an exclusive intro offer. 6 bottles of wine for only $29.95.
Plus free shipping. You guys, I literally will go and spend...
Wait,
so
6
much.
Bottles?
Yeah, 6 bottles. This is what I'm saying. You're getting 6 bottles of wine for $30 plus free shipping.
That's insane.
I won't even pay like $4.95 for shipping. I'm so cheap with free shipping. I don't know what my problem is. I wait for free shipping.
Bro,
I don't know what it is. Like, why won't I spend the $5?
Free shipping. I'm the worst.
I don't get it. And this is why I jumped on the company so fast.
I literally just lost like a t-shirt that I wanted
because
I refused to wait. Like, I'm like, yes. Oh, it's not free shipping. And I got like $50 off.
Yeah.
And now the promo's all like done.
Yep.
And I'm an idiot.
I know.
So thank you, First Leaf, for free shipping on wine. It's literally what dreams are made of. Go to firstleaf.com/bad examples. That's 6 bottles of wine for only $29.95 plus free shipping. Try firstleaf.com/bad examples.
Are you rapping again? I just really like this beat.
We're back, bitches.
It's like very calming. I feel like I'm about to like... Can you imagine? I would literally stop talking to myself.
It's a birthday show. It's a birthday show.
It's fucking brilliant.
Welcome back to the birthday show, guys.
I think we should take more breaks just so we could have this intro back.
So good, right?
It really is. It's a great beat. Good job, Jess.
So who's up next, Alan?
Up next is another call for Tracy.
Oh.
So my first question, how has Tracy changed since you first met her and as she's grown older?
Oh, how has she changed? Motherhood. I mean, I don't think she's one to ever put herself first to begin with. Like, I just don't think that's her personality. Mm-hmm. But ever since, you know, getting engaged and getting married and becoming a wife and a mother, she's matured very, very quickly.
Someone thinks you're mature. Sorry.
I know. Carry Hold on. Take. We need a moment.
Yo, that's the
moment
birthday
of silence.
Show.
That is the birthday show. Okay, go ahead. I took it in.
You know, her life changed in a matter of 7 years. You know, not just getting married, but having 3 kids on top of it. So I would say that she matured a little bit. She's still, you know, Trey T's. She'll always be her. But I think she thinks before she reacts. Mm. If that's probably the
well
best
said.
Way that I could
well
put
said.
It. She will definitely think before she reacts. She's a tough cookie, but she'll definitely think maybe 10 seconds before she reacts. Yeah.
Is she different when she's not around the camera, when she's not recording, when she's just with the family? Because I feel like there are so many people who are just being haters and are like, you just did this for this. And it's like, I've seen Tracy and interact with her, and I know she's a loving mother. She's got these kids that she's crazy about. What is it like seeing her when...
Totally. She's behind closed doors. You know, she's a mom. She's a wife. She's warm. You know... fuck this and fuck that. And it's not all about the cursing and the tequila. And, you know, she wants to rip a bitch's hair out. I mean, she's a warm, loving person. And she puts everybody first before she puts herself.
And that's TT Tracy.
I mean, loyal to a T. You know, you're not going to find too many more people that are more loyal than her. And just not, you know, not the persona that people think that she is.
Mm. Do you have an embarrassing story from celebrating a Tracy birthday?
Oh my God, no.
I might need, there definitely is.
Oh my God.
For sure. I know what before, she's gonna say. You know, she got engaged and became a wife and got married, became a mother. I mean, we had good times out and we still do, but times have changed. Embarrassing.
She's
going to
tell
out.
The story.
Just on her birth, for her birthday or in general?
I think
general,
when we first met,
story,
how
really.
We first met.
Oh, how about the first time I met her.
Yo, fucking
I met her.
Knew it.
Yeah, that would be great.
Knew it.
You're not going to get any more classic than that. Okay, so I'm not going to go long story short. I mean, it is what it is. So we were living at home, and, you know, it was me, my sister, my brother, my parents. And my brother was, you know, he was a stud. You know, he was a Casanova. He went out and he had his girls. So we had a big basement that he would, you know, bring the girls back,
oh my
hang
God,
out.
This
you know,
is
some would
so
stay the night, some would leave in the morning. So I was out, you know, but then I came home and I was told that Tracy from Jerseylicious was
in the basement,
hanging out with my brother. And at this point, I was already, I don't want to say that I was a fan, but I watched the show. You know, I watched all the reality shows. So I was like, really? All right, get out. So whatever. It was the next morning and I had left for work. And I said to myself, I need to wait. I need to see this girl in person. So I walked out of my house. I got in my car and I was late for work, mind you. And I waited for her to leave my house. I was parked a couple of houses down. So she walked down my driveway. She looked left, she looked right, and then she darted up the street because she was doing the walk of shame, obviously, the next morning.
I'm joking. The walk of shame out of his mom's house.
She ran up the street and got in her car, and I was still in my car. So then she was driving down the block. And I was driving up the block, and the street's small, so there's not that much space, you know, for the car. So our cars were really close. Now, whether or not she knew it was me, that I was stalking her, I don't know. But we both drove by, like, really slow, and she looked through her tinted glass window, and I looked through my tinted glass window, and, we met it. We caught eyes. And she went her way, and I went my way. So,
like, I love that she looked left. She looked right.
Like, no one can see. Totally. It was like, you know, it was 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning. It was early, but I think it was, I want to say it was the summertime because it was light out. It was really light. It was like 12 o'clock in the afternoon.
Can I just say something?
I can't. I knew this was the story.
Both of our lives with our husbands started in the basement.
I fucking can't. That's so embarrassing.
Is that like a Jersey
morning
thing?
After walking out of his mom's basement? Like, does it get any more Jersey than that? Oh my God, it's so bad.
How did we both start our love stories in our
so embarrassing
husband's mother's basement?
When she first told me this story, I was mortified. I was like, oh my God, I didn't.
Do you
know
remember?
No,
her?
I had no idea who she was.
Oh my God. You probably gave her the dirtiest
look. Oh, for sure. I was probably like, this girl doesn't know how to fucking drive. Look how close she is to my car.
Play it again. Play more. Play
more. God.
Sun was blazing. It was 90 degrees. So, I mean, there was only so much she can hide, you know, because she had, I don't know, her leopard pants on. I don't really remember, but, you know, her get up. I mean, she's not, you know, she's easy to see with her hair.
So I don't blend in.
Back in the day.
Easy to see.
So that was our first. Like meeting, and then we actually shook hands and said hello to each other a couple of weeks later on the softball field.
Yeah, I met her
Corey
at the softball
it to
field.
One of my softball games, and she was like, "Are you kidding me? This is the first time I'm meeting your sister. Like, she's gonna be on the softball field. I don't want to do it this way."
Oh, you're the girl in the car that.
right. She was like, "Oh my God," because I was on the softball field. I didn't look pretty. I wasn't dressed. I had black tar underneath my eyes. I don't want to say that she was scared, but I think she was a little timid. She was a little timid. Like, I don't think she knew.
I was like, this girl plays softball.
Meeting, you know,
like, she could just
so here,
throw one
here
at
I
my
am,
face.
You know, walking over like a bull, I guess. And that was our original. That was our first original meet and greet. But I say her leaving my house the next morning was the first time I met her. She might not have met me, but I met her.
For sure. I had no idea. So good, dude.
Yeah.
Wow.
So is there anything you want to say to her as a happy birthday wish or anything?
I'm wishing you a very happy birthday. You blessed me with 3 perfect little people that I will forever cherish and treat like my own.
and you've become a really important piece of my heart. And I adore you as a person, and I confide in you as a friend. And I love you like a sister, and I wish every day of your life becomes more and more beautiful. I love you so much. Happy birthday.
Oh, she's the best, man.
Dude, everyone needs a
Jessica Taza. Is crying.
I just love her.
Jessica's crying. It's so weird because, like, literally we spent every day together, like, going up to the wedding. It was so crazy. Like, normally you like your sister-in-law, you don't like your sister-in-law, but me and her spent every day together for, like, a full 2 years. It was crazy.
It's just, I don't even think you, because, you know, it's family. Everyone gets on each other's nerves, but, like, yeah. I don't even know if you, like, fully understand that, like, no matter what happens in your life, that woman has your fucking back.
No,
like,
yeah, she life. I always have hers.
Her fucking life.
She literally calls me and she's like, go do this, follow this person, stalk this person, I need to. And I'm like, okay, hold on 1 second, I'll do it. And like,
but
me and her
family
are,
that you
I know
have welcomed into your life, into your heart. Like, I just love that. I don't know.
No,
it's,
yeah, she's,
it's crazy to
she's
me. It's
a
huge,
she's a good one. We I gotta keep her.
Yeah, she's Tata on my phone. She'll yeah. always be Tata.
She'll be, she's Tata on your phone. Yeah. Oh my God, that's so funny. She's I was in her phone as sister from another mister.
Yeah.
Not kidding.
Like, you're just so lucky to have someone like that. That's just.
She's the best. Yeah, she's great the with best. The kids. They love her so much. She sleeps over my house like 3 days a week. Just
you.
Chilling. We watch our shows. We have our shows like a husband and wife have shows. Me and Tara. She's like, the other day, she's like, did you watch Temptation Island without me? And I'm like, no, bitch, of course I didn't. I wouldn't cheat on you like that.
Oh, she's so good. She's so great.
I always love those moments with shows because I'm definitely the person that like watches ahead on a different
lies.
Account and then pretends like I haven't seen it.
That's so funny.
Leather jacket Alan, how dare
no,
you?
No, because I'm stupid. I'll say something like, oh my God, wait till this. Wait till you see this. And she'll be like, what do you mean wait till you see this? Like, I'm stupid. I couldn't lie like that. So I'm like, no, I'm just going to not do it without her. She's the best, though. She's a keeper.
She's a keeper.
I'll keep her forever.
We need to clone Tata. Like,
yeah, we should just clone her into what? Like, maybe we should talk to scientists and see if we could just clone her for other people.
Hey, we're offering
people.
You this body of
yeah,
Tata.
This Tata.
This mind and body.
We give you this Tata.
We're offering it. She doesn't have a...
My mom always says whenever... Because she's always like... Like when we were little, my mom used to call boobs tatas. So my mom's always like, when there's something wrong and I'm like, oh yeah, I don't know, I gotta go with Tara, blah blah blah. My mom's like, save the tatas. Always. She always
save
says that.
Tata.
And I'm always like, yeah, that's my girl. It's so funny.
That was nice. That was
so
a really
cute.
Sweet message.
So cute.
Yeah.
I love these. This has been my favorite so far.
Yeah.
It's a good episode.
Our last
oh my God, I feel like I know where this is going and I can't wait for it.
Our last guest here is my favorite, I think, to have talked to.
Is it Beetlejuice?
Is there anything you want to say to her as a happy birthday wish or anything? I don't understand. What? What?
Oh, my God.
This is your favorite to talk to?
This is my favorite to talk
like
to.
I feel like I know where...
I was so... It wasn't like I was uncomfortable. It was more of like, oh, I have to like watch myself.
Oh my God. I know. I'm so excited right now.
So my first question is, what do you consider some of Jessica's best features?
Her best features is her openness. Yes.
She has been waiting for this.
Her ability to share and love animals, her heart, her ability to share friends. She's a very giving person.
And then on the flip side, what do you think are some of her worst features?
Mom, no. Oh, Jessie.
I think maybe sometimes she takes on a lot and takes on maybe more than she could handle.
That's
she
a great bad feature.
The responsibilities
Scorpio.
Of a lot of people.
Overachiever.
What advice would you give Jessica as she turns another year older?
I think she's doing great.
You're doing great, honey. You're doing great, Jessie.
Mom can't say anything bad about
she
me. Or
your
my
worst
brother.
Quality was that you take on too much. Like that was my mom would have been like, "Well, she's a fucking bitch.
Yeah,
she tells off everyone. She thinks she knows everything." Jessie, like, not my Jessie.
When you go on a job interview and they're like, "What's like your worst quality?" and you're like, "I work too hard." Like
yeah.
That's how she just answered that
hard.
Question.
That's amazing.
I wrote that question down to ask her, and I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna get something juicy here."
Oh God,
and then
that
I was like,
amazing.
She's incredible. Like, what a great mom.
Nope, she won't say a bad word.
Quick Joanne story. So she had her knee replaced, right?
Mm-hmm, yep.
So she's in the hospital on drugs.
Jessie's there.
We spent the whole night with her, and we, you know, time for her to go to sleep. We went home, and me and Denny called her to say goodnight, right? So she's high as hell. She's talking about Denny's cute butt. Like, just so you have an idea.
Cheers to morphine.
Just so you have an idea of how high she is, okay? She's giggling. She's laughing, like, being so cute, right? So I'm like, this is the moment. I'm like, Mom, can you just admit that you love me more than you love my brother?
Oh, wow. You did that to her? Did you record it?
It doesn't matter, because even though she was on another planet,
she still said no.
Yeah, she would not admit it. She wouldn't do it. After I just left the hospital, I took her to all the doctor's appointment. It wouldn't fucking admit it.
No one beats little Nicky.
It's so sick. He's always going to be the favorite.
He'll be forever the favorite.
The baby boy.
That's what happens with the babies. Like, it's the same thing with my little brother. Like,
no, I'll help Julian hide a body.
That's like
he can
he's
do no
always
wrong.
He's come up. He's been like, oh, baby Thomas, and my mom is that mom.
Is that
like,
his first or middle name? Because I now need
to
confirm.
Oh, it's definitely his middle name.
Okay, I just confirm.
He's the one that
you guys
broke
will
the
get
cycle,
it if you've
though.
Watched previous episodes, listens to previous episodes. Go ahead.
We all call him Thomas in the family, but when he moved to a different high school, he decided that he was going to go by Martin, which is his first name.
Wow.
And so now other people call him Martin, and I'm like, who the fuck are you talking to?
Who the fuck
That's
are you
Thomas.
Talking to?
And there's
Martin
so
Thomas, that's such a fabulous name. Wow, Martin Thomas sounds like he either owns like a fucking men's brand, or he owns like
Martin
stock.
Thomas, you're going to like the way you look.
Yeah. Oh, God. Let's make it a thing. Martin Thomas, you're going to like the way you look.
He's also the only one in the family named after my dad and my grandpa.
Oh, man. It's because he's the baby. He got all the goods.
He got all
they
the
They were
good
waiting
names.
For that third boy.
Mm-hmm. Sure were.
They were, sure were.
They took one look at Alan.
They were
nope,
like,
next.
They're like, that looks like an Alan.
They got me. They were like, all right, now we want a girl. My middle brother, Corey, was going to be a girl, and his name was going to be Cora after my great-grandmother.
Mm. Corey is a cute
And they found out, and
switch.
They were like, oh, wait, never mind. It's Corey. So they were trying again. They were like, we want a girl, and they got another boy, and then they were like, all right, we're done.
Yeah.
Like, no more trying.
But now we have Martin Thomas. You're going to like the way you look. Please send this to him.
Okay, play the tape. That's worse than my rapping.
Yeah, I think she's really got it all together.
Yeah,
she's. I don't think she needs too much of my advice. I already gave her all the great advice before, and she.
God, I love this woman.
And she followed it all. Well, most of it. No, I think she's doing great. I think she's really come into her own, and I think she's in a really good place. I think she's in a really good place in her personal life and in her working life. She's good.
Good.
I fucking love Joe.
She's got a great husband. She's got an adorable puppy.
I love Beetlejuice. Every time I'm there, he as Jessica says, he gives me the butt.
Isn't he the cutest?
He's so.
He's
great.
My grand puppy. He's adorable.
Oh my God, for
he's a
grandma.
Good puppy. He's a good dog.
Does Jessica have any embarrassing birthday party stories from growing up?
Oh my God, yes.
What?
She's got a lot.
Oh my God, yeah. Jesse.
That really stands out.
Well, I think one of her, we had some infamous birthday parties when she was growing up. And I think one of the best ones that's still talked about is we had, I had Batman and the Joker come to one of her birthday parties, which was held in a little local pizza restaurant. And they came in with silly string and all kinds of other fun things. And they pretty much destroyed the restaurant. And after Jessica's party, this particular restaurant redecorated their dining room.
Oh, my God.
Because of the
and
party?
I think we were completely responsible for that.
Jessica made a whole restaurant. Jessica's party destroyed an entire restaurant. You guys have to hear this episode.
I was like, six is not fair.
See, my favorite part about that is that when I was little, I also had a birthday party that featured Batman.
Oh, and but you're
I was,
a boy.
I was
Jessica's
also
a hard
six,
ass.
Though.
Yeah, what the hell?
But
Batman and the Joker.
My parents got someone to come dressed as Batman, and when he got there, I saw him and started crying so bad they had to remove me from my own birthday party.
Yeah. No, why? He's a little scary.
Yeah, hell yeah.
He's like, you know,
I'm
the Dark Knight.
He's the I am Batman.
I thought you was going to tell like a story of me being like drunk. No, it's you were
no,
six.
No, your 6 year birthday that destroyed the restaurant.
It's destroying the restaurant, Jesse.
And see, I was going to ask your mom. Like, I had it written down and everything, and then I chickened out at the last second. I was going to ask your mom if she had any sex advice for you.
Oh my God, you should have.
She would have been like, keep having it, Jesse.
I would have died for that piece of information. She does that to me.
Like, she'll be like, go home and love on your husband, Jesse. And I'm like, can I tell you a funny story?
Yes.
All right.
So me and my father-in-law had a very interesting relationship. Weird to start off the conversation after sex like that. But anyway, huh? It does. It all relates. So one time, probably shortly after I was caught, you know, having sex in the basement where Tata caught me, we were in the shower. And Corey,
at his parents' house,
but there was nobody home. There was nobody home. And he was like, no, my parents are out. They're like grocery shopping. So this is like a day event. Okay. This is like when they go grocery shopping, they go to Jersey, they go to Connecticut, they go like to far zones to go to like all the Italian delicatessens, whatever that they have, like stuff that they like. So he was like, don't worry. Like my parents won't be home. I'm like, all right, this is like we have to like in and out. I'm in your parents' house. And he was like, no, it's okay. All of a sudden, I hear a knock on the door, and it was Gene, and he goes...
On the bathroom door. Bye.
When you guys are done in there, just make sure you pick up the towels, or Bonnie will flip her shit. I was like, goodbye, never coming back to this house again. I am done. Nope. I will not. You told me they weren't going to be here. Now I have to exit the bathroom, which is on the top floor where his parents' room is. All right. And I was like, what the fuck?
I have a serious question.
Oh, my God. But
if some girl... If your son brought some girl to your
Thank
house,
God Jean loved me.
Where you shower and your soap is
fucking her son.
What would you do as a mom?
I would fucking chase her out with a wooden spoon, like my grandma would have done to me. However, he walked out, and I walked out with my head down. Like I was like, Corey, go downstairs. I'm not walking out with a towel because I thought no one's home. I'll just walk out with a towel, go get my stuff. No. I was like, your dad's home. He could be cooking in the kitchen. He could be watching TV on the couch. Go get me my fucking stuff, my sweatshirt, everything. I'm never coming back to this house. I'm done. And he was like, I'll go get it. I'll come back up. So he walks down, and I listen, and Corey's dad, Gene, goes, nice. And I was like, I think we're all right. And then from then on, when I used to complain to him about his son, I'd be like, I can't fucking take it anymore. And he'd be like, just stop having sex with him. Like, I don't get it. Like, stop fucking him and he'll do what you want him
to
do. Yeah, he's like, you have the golden key. The ticket is yours. And I'm like, oh, that was like always Gene's advice to me.
That's fucking great.
Stop having sex with my son and he'll do what you want him to do.
The cookie is power.
Yeah.
So is there any kind of special message you'd like to give Jessica for her birthday?
I'm just going to wish her a wonderful, happy birthday. And, you know, I hope she has a lifetime of all her wishes come true. She deserves it. I love her. And I have to tell you, I listen to the podcast every Tuesday.
Yep, there it is.
It's the
there
first
it is.
Thing I do as soon as I wake up on Tuesdays.
I was waiting for it.
I put the podcast on. And I listen to it, and I enjoy it. I mean, there are moments that maybe a mom or I shouldn't be listening to.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joe.
Some of the content maybe is not appropriate for Jessica's mom. But basically, I love it. Basically, I laugh out loud many times. It makes me smile, and I enjoy it. Yeah, I was the original baddie.
The original baddie.
I can't. Oh my God. You guys, her dream just came true. She's been begging to be on this show for 2 seasons. And Alan made it happen for her because Jesse keeps telling her, no, Ma. Please, Jesse. You know, no, Ma.
And when we first started the podcast, I was like, listen, I really don't. There's some episodes like when we did Never Have I Ever. Mm-mm. I was like, I don't want you to listen. Please don't listen to the show. And then I realized every episode is like this. Like,
oh yeah, she just can't listen to anything.
I gave up. So I
think
care
it's
anymore.
More because of me. So sorry, Joe. I always drag your daughter in the wrong direction. Yes. I am the bad influence.
Yes. So I've given up. I'm like, just listen. And I feel like it makes her feel like we have this like close.
It's why everybody listens. It's because they need that girl talk that they're missing somewhere between their friends or their mom or their daughter or somewhere that they don't have that connection. So they listen to us and they like, I've heard Ashley be like, I've been listening to you in the car and like responded back to you guys and been like, me too.
Blah, I love blah, blah. It.
And like, that's why people listen. So like your mom definitely feels like she's connecting with you.
Did
and
I tell
even
you?
Even if you're not going out and telling her stuff.
Did I tell you about my mother-in-law?
Oh, she listens.
So we were out together and you had sent me the episode and I went to like to click. I clicked on the link and right away our theme song starts playing. My mother-in-law goes, where do I know this music from? And I was like,
oh, my God.
Oh, it's just my podcast. And I was like, in my head, I'm like, how does she know this music? And she goes, oh, I heard some things a mother-in-law should never hear. And I was like, and then she's like, do you plan on doing that forever? And I was like,
yep. Thanks, Miss Kelsey-on.
I was like, see ya Thanksgiving. Bye. I don't know what she's heard.
I can imagine. I can take a guess.
It's horrifying. It's horrifying. Mm. And I bet my life it was my mother who was like, Vicky, you gonna subscribe?
Vicky, I subscribed on your phone. Yeah, now they'll come right to your email.
I left a review. 5 stars. Jess Hottie, A+. My Jesse.
I love that your mom actually, she talked to me after we stopped recording and was like, I love when Jessica does my voice.
It's literally shadowing her voice. It's the same voice. And she like, I've talked to her so many times in person and at the wedding, and but like, to hear it over the phone is exactly how Jess describes it.
Oh, I love her. Anything else you want to wish for Jessica? Oh, I just love her.
I just love her.
I love Jessie.
And she was so sweet because she texted me like afterwards and was like, I hope I didn't mess up the questions too bad.
Oh, God, she's so cute.
Can you edit out my Brooklyn accent?
No. No, we're never, ever, ever getting rid of it. It's amazing.
Like Kelly Ripper.
Oh, my God. I love it. That was Ripper, the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Ripper. I like that show with Kelly Ripper.
It's such a New York thing. Tara does it, too. She has a best friend, Lena.
Pizza.
Yeah, she's like, I'm going out with Lena.
Leaner.
I'm like, what the fuck is a leaner? Isn't that Timon and Pumbaa? And she's like, that's a lemur. I'm like, well, it's pretty fucking close.
That's a lemur.
She's like, I'm going out with Leaner again. And I'm like, oh,
it
God.
It makes me nuts. I'm like, really, Mom? Soder?
Yeah.
Pizza? We have to do
but
better.
Then they don't use AR when it's needed.
Right.
Like Skylar? Right. Skyla.
Yeah. Yes.
So like it's like it's they were never they taught it. The AR moment.
Like they'll be my mom will say Glitta.
Yeah. But Skyla. That's where we got Lala from because nobody says the R in our family. So it's Lala. It's Skyla.
Skyla.
Lala.
Wow, what a birthday show.
This has been some birthday show.
This is
I've now drinking the fireball wine that it was provided to me.
Enough to say drinking.
Tracy, do you...
Let me stop you right there and tell you there is no better producer in this world than Alan. Enough to say drinking.
Clap it up for Alan.
Let's clap it up for Alan Waters. Let's go, people.
Alan Waters.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow.
I mean...
This show would be nothing without that human.
How are you feeling about your birthday? Like,
okay,
are you
guys,
gonna,
I will announce I am 32.
Are you a little anxious?
I'm at the point where I'm just like, maybe I should stop fighting it. Because I got past 31, which I felt like 30, I was like, wow, this is downfall. This is when you get fat. This is when you get ugly. This is when everything, like, goes downhill. And then I was like, all right, I made it to 30. Mm-hmm. 31 is your tester year. It's like, are you going to make it through this official 30s? And now I'm going to 32. Barely made it. PSS.
But, like...
Barely.
Do you feel like at your age you've accomplished so much?
It's weird because everyone keeps telling me that. Like, yeah. But you're 30 and you're married with kids and you have a home.
And you have a successful career.
And a career. And
you've done it all.
I guess.
Like, where else do you go
I'm just ungrateful. That's really what it is. I'm ungrateful. And I'm such a Scorpio as an overachiever. That I feel like I should be somewhere where I'm not and I'm not appreciating what I have and that it makes me think about it more, which is why this year I've kind of decided I have 3 healthy kids. Yes. I made it through 3 pregnancies.
God bless.
And I am still alive and kicking.
Mm-hmm.
Barely, but kicking.
When you wake up on your birthday, is it about you at all ever again?
No, it's not.
That's fucking
no.
Nice.
Birthdayness so doesn't happen
that.
For me. Yeah,
so
birthday doesn't happen for me. So I don't know. Like Mother's Day, I had to take care of all the kids. Like Mother's Day, what the fuck? I changed 5 shit diapers.
Yeah.
One threw up on me. They whined the whole day. I was like, this is not Mother's Day. This is every day.
Well,
I swear to God,
Alan.
I can't.
Thank you for the show today. This was awesome.
Thank you.
This is a nice surprise.
I loved every bit of it.
Yeah. I love every part besides getting older, you know?
I mean, oh, God, here we go.
I was trying to think of something positive to add and to then, that, but I'm sorry.
I'd like to. Do you have a finishing rap? Do you have a closing rap?
I do. So.
Make one right now. Do it.
Put her on the spot to freestyle.
She says she freestyles it. Let's go. Go. Hey.
It's the birthday show. It's the birthday show. We're old as shit.
wear fatty shit. And guess what? We don't deserve shit because we're the birthday show. It's the birthday show.
And it's time to go.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Baddies, don't forget to subscribe, rate, share with a friend. These three things are going to get us a season three. That's literally all we need you to do. Share your favorite episode with someone that you love or someone you're trying to like send a hint to. Him, her, we don't care. Start stealing phones, start subscribing. Do your thing, baddies.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.